want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade with shafafa.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is conch. Those of us who have lived here in South Florida for some time may remember when conch, freshly harvested from the sea, was available in the grocery stores and fish markets. My first recollection of conch was watching young boys pulling them up onto the pier at Higgs Beach in Key West, a.k.a. the Conch Republic. It was not much later I was learning to prepare authentic Bahamian-style conch chowder by a local chef who went by the nickname of Bicycle Sammy. That handoff of knowledge occurred in my new position as a cook at The Midget, a bar and grill in Old Town. One look at Sammy's prized bicycle, and it would become immediately understandable why he earned that nickname. Not everyone knows it, but people born in Key West are referred to as conchs. Some are given an honorary title as a freshwater conch if they live in Key West long enough. Our son and our granddaughter both are full-on conchs. They were both born on that magical island. Some say the custom came from the Tory sympathizers who went to the Bahamas to escape the American Revolution, or the English who came to Key West in the 1880s from the Bahamas. What is not in contention is that the Bahamas are a fine source for a lot of conch cooking. Al A.J. McLean wrote what is, to me, the Bible of all fish reference books. It is titled The Encyclopedia of Fish Cookery, but it is also about all kinds of history, culture, and traditions. I was blessed to cook for him one night in Key West, and we quickly became friends. He wrote, "Although historians do not agree as to which island is the real San Salvador, in October of 1492, Admiral Christopher Columbus made landfall in the Bahamas. He observed the gentle Arawak Indians not only thrived on conch meat, but also made chisels, adze blades, trumpets, and ceremonial carvings from its shell. Conch blowing contests have been won by two Van Akens. I am not among that gifted group. I love conch in many ways. Conch, pounded thinly and chilled for carpaccio with a spoonful of Brazilian chili salsa, is nice. Conch lasagna, an admittedly labor-intensive recipe I created for my first cookbook, A Feast of Sunlight, is another. I was the chef of the famous waterside restaurant Louis' Backyard then. Of course, we make conch fritters. There is a family that holds fast to traditions in Key West's Bahama Village, where a woman named Venda Store can be found making fragrant batches of her delicious fritters just like her mother did before her in their home's driveway. It is a true conch tradition that I hope carries on for more generations. One can dream. Today, I'm craving a cracked conch sandwich in a crisp, soft roll with some homestead tomatoes, Vidalia onions, and Florida avocado, which rivals another favorite, a soft-shell crab po' boy, or a smooth yet slightly fiery conch and coconut Thai red curry that I'll calm with some sticky white rice and sweetly caramelized fresh corn. My most famous recipe using conch became my creamy cracked conch chowder with saffron, coconut milk, and citrus. I have cooked it from coast to coast and beyond. The heavy hammer needed to tenderize the mollusk has been swung far and wide. It's always swung with love. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
If I had a hammer.